In the weeks ahead, President Bush hopes to rally both the nation and the international community to his campaign against the Iraqi regime of Saddam Hussein. The White House will pursue its goals on two tracks at once, seeking explicit authority to use force from the U.S. Congress and a new mandate from the U.N. Security Council. We have two reports on this dual strategy, the first from NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.
President Bush, at a Republican fundraiser in Denver today, predicted that he'll get strong congressional backing for a resolution on Iraq and Saddam Hussein.
I'm absolutely convinced, as we've laid out the facts, members from both parties understand the stakes, understand we're talking about freedom, and understand we cannot allow this madman to threaten us, to threaten others, to threaten our friends.
But it's also been a week in which a growing number of prominent Democrats have decided it's time to step up and challenge the president's position. The latest to do so was Senator Ted Kennedy, who in Washington today condemned Saddam Hussein, but also said the administration has not made the case for the use of American military force.
A largely unilateral American war that is widely perceived in the Muslim world as untimely or unjust could worsen, not lessen, the threat of terrorism. War with Iraq before a genuine attempt at inspection and disarmament, or without genuine international support, could swell the ranks of al-Qaeda that sympathizes and trigger an escalation in terrorist acts.
Kennedy's speech follows another earlier expression of doubt this week by former Vice President Al Gore in San Francisco.
I am deeply concerned that the course of action that we are presently embarking upon with respect to Iraq has the potential to seriously damage our ability to win the war against terrorism and to weaken our ability to lead the world in this new century.
Part of the complaint from Gore and Kennedy and others is that the president's push for a quick vote on the resolution has cramped the debate, and that the president's own speeches have made the issue a partisan matter. The White House says that the president has done no such thing and that he wants a thorough and civilized debate. But no schedule has been set for that debate because the House and Senate want to decide in advance just exactly what the resolution will say before it reaches the floor of either chamber. Also complicating the Iraq debate is the continuing dispute between the Senate and the White House over the rights of workers in the proposed Department of Homeland Security. Still, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says he thinks a vote on Iraq can come before Congress recesses for the midterm election.
I express the concern that these talks and all of this has been dragged out. As I said, I hope in spite of that, in spite of those grave concerns we have about the politicization of this effort, that we can reach conclusion successfully, an agreement that will allow bipartisan compromise.
In the next few days, leaders from both parties in both chambers of Congress are expected to arrive at a critical compromise on the resolution wording. That compromise may well determine whether the Bush administration gets the robust endorsement it wants from lawmakers as it turns its rhetorical attention to the political challenge waiting on the world stage. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.